So I think, you know, in making these decisions now, especially post the height of the pandemic, fingers crossed, you really want to look at the reason for why the individual is going and make sure it's a compelling one for sure. And I can get into other topics after.
So, I mean, what do we learn from the pandemic, right? I know in my previous life, when I was in public accounting, anytime I entered in my time as a chargeable hour to a client, I actually had to list out the state and city where the services were performed, right? Yeah. Kevin, Diana, I see you shaking your head. I feel like you guys are probably subject to that now. Julia, I'm not sure your previous life if you had to do that. Never in my life at UCF have I ever had to do that. And I don't know that there's any higher ed institution that has that capability right now of tracking where their employees are performing services.
Joel, I agree. And I think, you know, one thing that we're going to, or at least we've been experienced, and I think that other schools are, and Diane, it's your point there, compelling reason. I feel like there may be a lot more people who think that they have a compelling reason now to be able to work remotely, whereas they may not have asked in the past. We've seen a fairly large increase of people and also going to the talent acquisition of people who live in other states but have exactly the talent and skills that we need for a particular job. And HR is very keen on being able to hire these people and not necessarily understand all of the implications that we're going to be going through, you know, in the coming hour to, you know, that really need to be thought about other than just simply, well, this is a great hire, so let's do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think the situation for most higher ed right now is, how do we find out where our employees are? Send them an email, right? which is probably the most inefficient thing ever. How do we fix it going forward? Investment in services, right? And I'm sure there's also political pressure from vice presidents at our institutions, right? We want to hire the best of the best. Oh, and the remote work because of the pandemic has taught us that we could do that. Well, there's compliance behind it that you got to think about. So it's difficult, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
And to everyone's point, I think one of the things that we've seen is that in certainly in the professional services environment and in certain environments in industry, there are systems in place to track employee travel, right? And I certainly do that on a daily basis. It's been Chicago for the last year and a half. But before that, it was if I was in New York, I was in Florida, LA, San Francisco, wherever I was going for whatever client trip I was doing, we entered into our time based on where we were. And in fact, a lot of organizations will actually tie back a person's expense report to where they have entered their location in the system to make sure no one's skirting the rules so that they don't have to file multiple income tax returns. So there are those types of systems that are in place, but as Joel mentioned and Julia mentioned, they haven't had to do that and certainly not before the pandemic, but perhaps now there needs to be systems put in place to track where employees are working and performing services. So that's going to be something new. And it's not just a compliance change. It's also a cultural change, right? Most people in the higher ed community haven't come from professional services, and this is going to be something new for them. So that type of training is going to be very important. So for everyone who's in charge of something like that, keep in mind not just the compliance aspect, but also the impact it's going to have just culturally on the organization. Another interesting aspect of this is that things have moved very quickly, and they moved very quickly during the pandemic. And between the time we prepared these slides till just yesterday, I can tell you at my firm, we always had a where to work policy. Even before the pandemic, we could work where we wanted to work. And then as a result of the pandemic, we went to a virtual first policy. Don't go into the office, work from home, stay safe. Now that the pandemic is waning and there's fewer cases, states including my home state of Illinois, we've completely relaxed and offices are now fully open. And I can tell you, my firm just yesterday said that July 12th is going to be our day when, you know, going back to our old policy of where to work is going to be first, and they're in virtual first is being retired. So a lot of changes are happening in a very short period of time. Again, goes to the cultural aspect, and Joel and Julia can certainly speak to that. Just so much change so quickly. And we're in charge of things from a compliance perspective. Maybe Joel and Julie, before we move on to the next slide, you can just maybe address some of those cultural aspects.
Yeah. So Kevin, I think your point about, returning to work or returning to campus is a great one, because I know that a number of schools that I've seen have now put in place, the general rule is that you'll be back on campus, but it's still often in a hybrid state. So I don't think that there's an expectation that people will go back necessarily 100% right away. And so that points to these systems in terms of being able to track people and where they are. Our school has basically said you need to be within commuting distance. So that still means that someone, as they have been in the past, could be in New Jersey or Connecticut or Pennsylvania. But, what is commuting distance these days, and how are we going to have people in the system either update their permanent address, their home address, their office address, so that we actually know where people are? And it's really something that we're struggling with, because we know that not 100% of the people will be back on campus. Joel, I don't know if you guys have put in any kind of systems where you're able to track where people are physically, sort of on a permanent basis.